One of our favorite segments of the week is Tech Tuesday with Eric Semmel from Tab Computer. Again, Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturdays here at WTIC News Talk 1080. And, you know, it's funny because water, we talked recently about, you know, potential like sort of like terrorism or whatever, hacking into water systems,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
But now you're saying like the good guy hackers are like, we're going to help you?
The good guy hackers are getting involved. So DEFCON hackers are going to help small town water facilities to protect themselves. CISA has put out these warnings about these water systems that are not doing a good job protecting the infrastructure. And basically it's the SCADA systems. These are systems that are designed to deal with dosages, dealing with managing the water systems, dealing with the valves and stuff like that that are handled inside the water systems. And basically these hackers that are going to help the water companies volunteered their time to go ahead and look at the basics, just from the basics of setting up, you know, making sure default passwords are changed, making sure you've got two-factor or multi-factor authentication turned on, just inventorying the equipment you have. Most water companies don't want to increase rates, and this is, again, another overhead cost of running a water company is to put in the proper security and having somebody who knows what they're doing. And most of the time, these companies just have, like, somebody deemed, hey, you're the IT guy because you know a little bit of a computer. You have a little bit of a computer skills, and that's what happens in many small businesses too. But this is our water systems, and people are like, hey, who's going to go after some little Vermont water system? Well, the Chinese and these folks have plenty of time and plenty of folks to
Well,
do
what's
it.
Going on in Norway? This yeah. is kind of related, right?
It is related.
And, you know, because, I mean, if you had a computerized system of dams, arguably it sounds kind of sci-fi-ish or sort of movie-esque, but you could do something and unleash the water and kill a lot of people.
In this case, they did unleash the water. They opened the floodgates of a dam.
Who's the they?
Russians. These are Russian hackers now went after the dam.
But not for the government. They're just private sector, like mercenary hackers?
Yeah, again, well, of course, the Russian government says, hey, they weren't involved, but I don't know. I would contend Putin knows everything that's going on. But they opened the dam and let a few Olympic-sized swimming pools come over the dam. This is, again, another issue. Like, so our infrastructure is being infiltrated. We are just way behind in paying attention to what we should be doing for our infrastructure, whether it be in water supply or water management. And
or solar too, you're telling me.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm serious. Like all this stuff is like, but then I'm like, wait, okay, the water stuff I get. They could do real damage. They could do real, both take away valuable drinking water or destroy exactly. property or destroy lives. But if they hack into your solar panels, what the heck are they going to do?
So this is again, this is basically everyone's looking at solar, and now you've got these inverters, right? And it turns out there's a weakness in the inverters that folks use. The EG4 inverters can be hacked. And the thing is, nobody's paying attention because, yes, one little solar roof is one thing, but they're finding that there is like cellular connectivity devices in some of this hardware that wasn't something that was part of the spec in the first place. And if you've got enough people with these solar systems that are then attacked by a rogue state or any kind of state actor like China, who we've been warning, and not we, but the FBI and CIS has been warning that we are targets. They're putting all this equipment inside this technology. Imagine the Chinese being able to do something with your inverter across 1,000 houses at the same time that could cause some sort of damage. We just aren't doing the right things by when we create these technologies, we are not dealing with the basics of security.
But who would have thunk, like, I just don't. I don't
well,
get it.
The reason it's a story, Brian, is because it's so many people have these solar panels on their roofs. So if you can impact, if you can start 1,000 fires at the same time, wouldn't that be a pretty serious thing?
You could do that.
I don't know, and they're not saying necessarily. But there's definitely an issue when it comes to the technology of these inverters, as far as not properly securing them in the first place. We need to think security first, not security 15th.
So I'm surprised that to date, that our grid, somebody hasn't gotten into our grid and done something really bad. It actually surprises me.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because no bad actor has gotten their quote unquote act together or we have some better security on our grid, because I was told that was the next stage of terrorism.
Right. Well, I mean, they just have to wait for a reason. This comes out from CISA again. CISA is the federal agency that warns about this. This alert that I'm talking about is a story in TechCrunch that talked about CISA alerting folks to this issue. So you would have, I mean, Huawei is a Chinese company.
Huawei
there. They manufacture a lot of technology out there that we've been buying, and the Chinese have a habit of sticking things in this technology that weren't even part of the spec. Yeah. So you wouldn't even know what they're going to be doing. And we have to stop buying that technology.
We're talking with Eric Semmel from Tab Computers, Computer Talk with Tabs. Great show on Saturdays, 9 to 11 here on WTIC. Two more items up for bid. One is these sort of class action-y things. I never have faith in them. You're telling me that some people could get $5,000 from AT&T, and I just say, I have written down here, BS. Yeah, right.
So this is the clickbait, right? AT&T may owe you $5,000. It's a $177 million data breach settlement. You have until November 18th to submit your claim and receive up to $5,000.
Do they make it onerous? And who is qualified? If you have to have their, is it mobile? Is it landline?
You have to prove. Well, this has to do with whatever data was breached during that breach back in, when was the breach? Gosh, in 2019. You have to actually fill out a form and show proof that you were materially impacted. And then, of course, if they then see that if they do agree with you, then you'll get your $5,000.
Who's going to be able to do
that? Nobody's going to be able to do that. The lawyers are going to make all the money here. The key here is that 51 million users were impacted by this data breach. At least you have a chance to do it, and you can go ahead and fill out the form, and if you can prove that AT&T harmed you, you can get up to $5,000.
So what happens? Is there a statute of limitations where, like, if they, after a year, whatever's left that wasn't claimed goes to the lawyers or back to AT&T. So say it's $177 million. Say the lawyers get 40%.
Yeah.
And so you have, I don't know. What's
left?
$70 million taken out of. So there's like $100 million to give out after the lawyers are paid. What if only like $20 million gets claimed? What do they do with the rest of it? I don't think you should know this. I'm
hoping it goes to the states, the individual states that would be impacted. They should spread it out that way.
So what's happened a month from now on September 20th? What's the deal?
We're collecting your garbage,
your e-garbage.
So don't let your hard drives, your laptops, your PCs, the data get out.
You
there.
Just bring all your junk to you.
Bring all your junk to us.
Your computer,
all your junk belong to us. On September 20th, we're going to do a live computer talk with Tab.
Nice.
So it'll be live in East Hartford, the world headquarters of Tab Computer Systems. Come down and drop off your e-cycling. We'll go ahead and responsibly recycle it. It costs you nothing. We're not raising money for anything. We're not charging you anything. We're simply trying to get the e-waste out of the landfills so that you can responsibly recycle it.
What do you do with it?
It goes to our partner, Environmental Office Solutions. They basically will either refurb it or recycle it. They'll take the precious metals out, or they'll repurpose the e-cycling so that it's used somewhere else. But your data will be wiped clean. So it's a great way to safely take care of your e-waste and have it not end up at a landfill.
How long have you been doing this for?
This is our third annual, and it was pretty popular. So
if you have an old computer that's no longer used, just turn on, back it up on a thumb drive, and then bring it to you.
Bring it down to us. You're just going to be driving through our parking area.
Will you wipe it clean or smash it?
It'll be wiped clean. It'll be military-grade wiping. These guys do this for a living. And again, no charge to you. It's just a way to get the junk out of the landfills.
So it's – let me just take a look at the calendar.
September 20th.
You're going to do it the Saturday morning, and you're going to do a live show. So are you doing it all day or just
9
during
to noon.
That? 9 to noon. Okay.
Yep.
And the show is on from 9 to 11.
Right.
And just real quickly, what are people talking about? Anything new? Are you getting anything different?
It's just the scams that are out there, Brian. I mean, I got a call yesterday from a Chicago utility company. Said that hey man, we see you owe us some money, and we're going to help you pay your bill. And obviously that's a scam. They literally gave me an 800 number. These guys are just systematized. They're going after everybody. They're trying to hack you. They're sending emails. They're sending fake invoices. Don't believe any of it. Assume anything you're getting unsolicited is junk. Do not take any action. That's part of the problem we see on our show. People have already taken action, and then they ask us what they can
do. It's not just like absolute sucker stuff. I mean,
it looks pretty real.
Yeah, some of it's – and the older you get, I feel like for me, I'm like, oh, my wife is even like, that – should I – I'm like – and I paused. Before I used to just be like, no. Now I'm like, wow, that's pretty good.
We have a lot of balls in the air, Brian. I mean, you never know which ball is the one coming at you. Sometimes it might be legit, but most companies don't care about you. They're not going to reach out to you and say anything like that.
Eric Semmel, Tab Computers, Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 on Saturdays here on WTAC. I'm sure we'll talk about the event again as we lead up to the 20th.